Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your national news briefing. A person's been rushed to hospital this afternoon after reports of a shooting outside a police station in Melbourne's northern suburbs. It's happened in Fawkner, a person now fighting for life. There's reports of a bullet hole in the window of the vehicle parked outside the police station. Overseas, and a shooting at a nightclub in Oslo in Norway. Reports of at least two people dead and 14 injured. Police have the man in custody, but there's no motive yet. Still overseas, protesters have gathered outside the US Supreme Court after justices ended nearly 50 years of abortion protections. The landmark Roe v. Wade decision has been overturned. Roughly 26 states now likely to ban abortion. Vice President Kamala Harris says they've now got a healthcare crisis on their hands.
Millions of women in America will go to bed tonight without access to the healthcare and reproductive care that they had this morning.
Back home, and the Prime Minister is under fire this afternoon from Teal Independents after slashing funding for their offices. The move sees the number of staffers they have go from 4 to 1 per MP or senator. Independent MP Zali Steggall has told Channel 9 it'll have a huge impact.
We listen to the communities, we propose amendments, and that is all done from the benefit of having advisors to be able to do that research and do those consultations. So it's essentially not going to be possible to consider each piece of legislation.
In sport, anticipation is building this afternoon ahead of tomorrow night's Origin 2 blockbuster at Optus Stadium. Queensland star Kalyn Ponga says the Maroons will be out to right the wrongs of their heavy defeat back in 2019 when they last played in Perth.
I don't know what the score was, but it wasn't pretty. So obviously would hate for that, or wouldn't like for that to be the same result this week.
Listener.